Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. The bad behavior of a number of high-profile people has been exposed in recent months, and it seems the reaction of many people has been to write these bad actors off, condemning them completely. Bad behavior is always to be condemned, of course. But this week on Morning Prayer, we've been looking at what the Bible has to say about condemning people. What we've seen is that a healing response is possible, that it's possible for people to see the error of their ways and reform. Christ Jesus said that we should love our enemies and do good to those who hate us. This doesn't mean tolerating or appeasing bad behavior, but it does encourage us to look beyond any bad behavior in the way the prodigal son's father did. He was willing to see the good inherent in his son, to expect that good to exert itself, and to welcome his son home when that good was apparent. The prodigal son's goodness was inherent in him, and it's inherent in people today, too. Just as important, the father's goodness, the ability and willingness not to write off his son and to see and expect good, is inherent in us today as well. Transgressions don't cancel out anyone's inherent goodness or our ability to see it. In fact, our willingness to acknowledge everyone's goodness can be an important factor in helping others reject bad behavior and instead recognize and express their own goodness. May we all acknowledge our own and everyone's God-given goodness and see that goodness expressed more and more in our world. Amen.